Hey, hey, this is the That Girl She podcast, where we chat, we laugh, and we keep it real. I'll be your host, Gali Odomasin. Let's chat. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 3 of the That Girl She podcast. This episode is going to be on purpose. Now, what is purpose? Purpose is the reason for which something is done or created for what something exists. So, this week, I'm not gonna lie, this episode is going to be something very personal for me because I've always struggled with the idea of purpose and I've always struggled with knowing what my purpose is. But in this season that God has been taking me through, He's been really teaching me to have faith and trust in the gifts that He's given me and the abilities that He's given me and really trust my calling on my life. So what inspired me in the making of this episode was kind of a sermon that I heard yesterday at church. And the title of the sermon was, "We've Come This Far by Faith." And it touched my heart because it made me realize that where I am in my life right now, where you are in your life right now, where you've come from, what you've been through, you've come that far by faith. And when I think about how far that I have come, it kind of helps me understand the sense of myself that I am made for so much more than what I see. I am made for so much more than what I believe. And God has just been teaching me so much about life and so much about myself. And a question that we usually ask ourselves when we do this reflection of who we are is, what is God's purpose for me? What is my purpose in life? Why am I here? And when I think of that, I was at a point in my life, my senior year last year, where I was looking at everyone else around me and I felt that everyone was finding their purpose. Everyone was finding their place. Everyone was finding where they were supposed to be. And I felt like I wasn't finding who I was supposed to be. And I felt like I wasn't finding my purpose. But there's a piece that through faith and through being consistent in my walk with God, that the Lord has really like continued to calm my heart about that. And He has been showing me that me putting in the desire or putting in the desire to seek God and putting in the desire for things that I'm already consistently doing has been showing me more and more each day my purpose. A point that I want us to think about is people of purpose radiate power. So God has created us all with a purpose. God has created us all with a plan. And believing in that and walking in that truth of your purpose will start to radiate the power that God has given you to do whatever He has blessed you with or whatever ability that He has blessed you with to use. And a point that I would love to use that I, one of the points that I heard from the sermon on Sunday was, we must look upward for elevation. And when we're at a point in our lives, when we're looking for our purpose, when we are trying to find why are we here, we tend to look towards outside things, towards other things to try to make us see the value in ourselves. But God is clearly telling us, and God is simply telling us, look up to Him and He will show you what you need. What you need to find your purpose.
Trust him and he will bring you to the place of your purpose. Don't worry about what it is, how it's gonna look like. Just live every day intentionally trying to serve and seek God. Live every day doing the tasks and the responsibilities that you're doing currently. And always ask God to open your heart for when opportunities come that you may be able to see them, and you may be able to say, Lord, I see that opportunity is what you have opened a way for me so that I can continue to bless your people. Your purpose is under assault daily. Best believe that we are more than just flesh. We are more than what we see in this world. So as you continue to walk in the purpose that God has for you, as you continue to learn and grow and shape into the person that God has made you to be, there will be attacks. And attacks can look like a whole bunch of different things. Attacks can sometimes look like weapons. Attacks can look like what rude things that somebody might say to you. Attacks might come in a lot of ways. And also pray that God will give you the strength to not give up when those attacks come, to not give up when somebody says that mean thing, to not give up when things aren't going the way that you have hoped them to go. A question I want us to ask ourselves is, if you don't know your purpose, are you still looking for it? Even if you don't know why you're here, even if you don't know what's the reason of your being or of your existence, you should still be seeking how are you going to be useful or do with the abilities that God has given you on this earth. We are made to work. We are made to create. We are made to grow. So it's like, even if you aren't really 100% clear on the road or aren't 100% clear on the path that God has for you, look for it. Still keep searching for it. You know, sometimes a little thing that I like to do sometimes is like when I'm at work, I look for things that will help me grow outside of myself. When I'm at school, I look for things that will help me grow outside of what I already know, because growth, momentum, being shaped, being transformed can be found in many different ways, and to just be on the lookout to see how God wants to grow you and shape you. And the last point that I want to get on in this episode is that your purpose came from a purpose. I know you're like, obviously, but one of the things that I heard on the sermon yesterday that I thought was amazing was, we stand on the shoulders of those that came before us. We stand on the shoulders of those that came before us. So as I'm standing here today, as you're listening here today, somebody prayed for you. Somebody hoped for you. Somebody cared for you that allowed you to be here today. So it's just kind of like, when I think of life and when I think of us and when I think of how we are, it's kind of like God is continuing this cycle of purpose, like purpose after purpose after purpose after purpose. I also want to talk about the verse for the segment for this week. And the verse for the segment is Psalm 57, verse 2. Psalm chapter 57, verse 2. And I'm going to read three translations because I think this is amazing how you can take one point and you can expand it in so many different ways. But the verse that we're going to be reading on again is Psalm chapter 57, verse 2. Now, the English Standard Version says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. The New American Standard Bible says, I will cry to God Most High, to the God who accomplishes all things for me. And the New King James Version says, I will cry out to God Most High, to the God who performs all things for me. So I just love it how it says, God fulfills his purpose for me. God who accomplishes all things for me, and to God who performs all things for me. All these things are so true when it comes to our purpose and when it comes to finding our place in Christ. The Lord is working on you. The Lord is working on your life. The Lord has a plan on your life. So whenever you feel discouraged, whenever you feel afraid, whenever you feel alone, know that God has you. God is completing things and doing things. He is setting the doors. He is setting the steps. He is setting your path before you even walk it. So even when you're going through things that seems discouraging, even when you feel afraid, trust and know that we serve a God who has already set the things before us, who has already made the places that we need to be. So stand in that truth and rely in that truth that God has set a place for you, that God has accomplished all things for you, that God has fulfilled all things for you, and that God is still performing and will continue to perform things for his glory and for our good. So I just want you guys to really rest in that truth and know that you are made for a wonderful purpose. As we close today's segment, I want to say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this wonderful topic of purpose. Heavenly Father, I pray to everyone that is listening to this episode that they know that they are made for a purpose, that they know that you have a plan for them in their lives, Lord. I pray to all my listeners that they don't feel discouraged by the things that are going on around them. I pray that they don't feel discouraged by what somebody might have said to them or how they might feel about themselves or what has happened in their lives to make them feel this way. God, allow them to feel your love, allow them to feel your presence, and allow them to feel comforted, and allow them to have the knowledge and the wisdom and the heart to know that you have a purpose for them and you have a plan for them, Lord. I just pray that all my listeners continue to walk in grace, Lord. I pray that you bless all my listeners and I pray that you keep them safe. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to speak to everyone. And I just pray that you would just allow everyone to have a blessed day and you would just allow everyone to have a blessed week. And I pray that you would allow us all to walk in the purpose that you've called for us. In your holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Hey, hey. Thank you for tuning into the That Girl She podcast. Again, I'm your host, Galielle, and it has been a wonderful experience talking to you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you would continue to keep contact with us. You can follow That Girl She on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also check out our blog post for extra little tidbits, little cute tweets, and all the jazz. Thank you again for tuning into the episode, and I hope you return so we can continue to laugh, to chat, and to keep it real.